I've gone to a stage of my life, and the way I look at it is that we, when we accept change, and that word change is a very important thing, because until you accept change, you're not ready to move on. You will stay stuck. And just ask yourself one more question. And that question is, do you want, the way you've been the last 10 years, do you want to stay in that space? Maybe your life is right. Maybe your life is okay. But whether it's ill health or unhappiness or spiritual unbalance, then do you want to stay in that space? And I'm not saying that like we're a solution, but we will help you find that solution, perhaps. And the only way you can actually know that is if you could experience it for yourself. So I'm going to say something that I always tell everyone. I'll say the most important thing is to have a shower at the end of the day, okay? Or a bath. And this is important. It is very important because from the moment that you came into this room, then you came into a healing energy field. It must have worked because no one got up and walked off yet. So that perhaps you felt something, okay? Perhaps you saw something, not necessarily in me, but more in one of these three young ladies, because they would have. They have that energy inside them. And that energy has always been inside them. I've only brought it out. So whatever you see that is special in them is what is unique in them. Whatever is inside you that I see now, I see your aura, your colors, whatever, it's what is inside your being and your soul. That is who you are, and you are all unique beings. But I'm not trying to say this. It's not one of those feel-good type things. It's not a Tony Robbins motivational seminar. What this is a healing. It's a healing that will reach down to you on a very deep personal level. And in some way, each of you that is here in this room will change. And that change is so powerful, yet so subtle. You may not notice something, but people around you will notice that you have changed in some way. And as you change, then every person in your environment will change too. Now just ask yourself, is there something in your life that isn't working? And it could be a job or a relationship or just a deep unhappiness about your place and or lack of purpose in your life. So maybe what will happen is that within the next few days, you will feel like it's time to bring change in your life. And it can be quite sudden. But if you don't resist it, then it won't be painful. Change is only painful when you resist it. A lot of people who are unhappy in their jobs but didn't bother to go out and look for something better or something that would satisfy themselves more, they lost their jobs. And that is something that isn't, that would be something that you would say, well, maybe I should have done something before. It could be a relationship, the relationship that didn't work out. And that may be that if you could have the courage to go and leave that relationship, then maybe you will find a better one. Maybe you will find a path that will work for you. And as I said, it can happen to everyone. It could happen to some of you. I don't know. But whatever does happen, I can promise you this. It'll be whatever was right for you. It's like a wake-up call. And you learn from it, and every person who receives the gift of this healing is going to change in some way. So I will be all I'm doing is taking a few more students, and then I'm going to move on to writing my books. I've written one book on soulmates and relationships, reincarnation, and another book on spirituality, which hasn't been published yet, just the one book. But I thought it was time for me to be able to reach more people than just the few that I reach every year. I've done healing all over the world and taught all over the world. Thousands of students have gone on to become healers in the way of Atlan, and they're actually spread all over. And they call it by different names. I don't insist that they call it spiritual healing in the way of Atlan. It can be anything that works for them. I've taught a lot of doctors, chiropractors, Reiki practitioners have come here and said that this is different than Reiki. And they've gone and incorporated that into their work. We have here psychologists, trainee massage therapists, occupational therapists, and they are already incorporating spiritual healing in the way of Atlan. I tell people that it's not that I train you to become healers, but I train you to reach your full potential, whatever it is that you wish. There was an opera singer who I met at a clinic for her hearing and her voice because she'd lost her voice. And I just said, well, let's try something different. So I touched her throat. And she'd come all the way, she's with the Seattle Opera. So she'd come all the way from Seattle to Toronto to this clinic where I met her. And that afternoon, walking by Lake Ontario, she just had this urge to sing, and her voice had come back. So this is what I'd like to share with you. And when we're done, I want you to have the time to ask questions, and we'll be happy to answer them. And you're also welcome to come up and speak to each of us individually, but we do have to be conscious of time. And so at 12:15, we'll all be going upstairs, and you're welcome to join us at our booth for healing demonstration, or we'll be able to answer further questions. So if you'll excuse me, we're going to do the healing, and I'm going to shut the door, and we'll get started. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Excuse me. Okay. Now, if you could take off your glasses and your watches, please, and just place them somewhere safe. And it's all about movement. It's the flow of energy that exists in many different ways. It's the flow of energy that happens when we breathe and when we sleep. It's a flow of energy that goes through the entire universe and affects and changes the universe as well. It's the force of creation. It's the force that comes from God. That healing energy exists inside all of us, but we are disconnected from that energy. And because we are disconnected from that energy, that is why we become ill. That is why we are unhappy. Make yourself comfortable, and it works even better with your eyes shut. But if you would like to open them at any time, then that's fine. So you'll know that I'm not hypnotizing you. If your eyes are shut, it can't happen. It might be my voice, because I project energy through my voice. And each of these women, ladies, they have that power, because it's the projection of energy through your chakras. Your chakra not only receives energy, but transmits energy. And it is, your chakras are also a doorway into another dimension. Okay? This is completely and totally a healing experience. If you could just close your eyes, let yourself go, relax, and let go. Okay. Thank you very much. Just let yourself come back slowly. Let yourself ground yourself slowly. Whatever you experienced is a very quiet and peaceful moment. It can bring up images, it can bring up questions, and that's okay. Stay in that space for a moment. Whatever you felt, it could be positive or fears, your own fears can have come up, and that's okay. You may have felt something stirring inside you, and I'm not going to suggest what that for you. I'm just actually, in a sense, I'm asking just for feedback from you. If you experience something special or you're not sure what it was that you did, then we're happy to answer your questions. So just if you could, I'm afraid we're just short on time. So if you could, is there something that someone would like to say? Yes, please.
Could you tell us what you're doing with those movements there, please?
Sure. We're surrounded by energy, but we don't know how to tap into it. Yes. And movement allows us to tap into that energy. And it applies to us in many different areas. When we are creating a work of art, or, you know, the painters, when they go, literally the great ones, they're, it's all movement. When we're making love, and so on.
Where did you learn this from?
I was born with it, and it came from
your parents?
No.
Or from your tradition, your area?
No. It actually comes from past life recollection. I went through a series of experiences in which I connected with my previous lifetimes, and I knew that I had known this before, that I had done this before. I mean, I just knew. I learned. And all of it, it became this complete... I never had a teacher in the accepted sense. I had teachers in previous lifetimes who showed me how to do this, but in a way, and in previous lifetimes to that, I taught them.
Just one question. How does this facilitate reversing disease? Does it reverse disease?
It slows down disease.
Oh, yes.
It slows down the progressive disease. There have been medical miracles happen, but I do not take responsibility for curing every person. What I do is that I teach people how to cure themselves. It could be a change of diet. It could be a change of nutritional outlook. It could be resolving the emotional conflicts or the problems in relationships that may cause the disease, because it took you 20 years to get sick. But it won't happen overnight. Yes, thank you. The lady over there.
You mentioned about the chakras, and I know there are seven of them. Could you just review that and see how it gives you energy through the chakras?
Actually, we use 12. And so what it is that the seven chakras are the traditional form of male-oriented way of looking at energy, which is to raise our energy upwards, and we move the energy in both directions. And so the chakras are, that's a book in itself, but I'll tell you briefly this. They can be, they're receptors. They receive energy, they transmit energy, and they're also doorways. They take you into other spaces. So let's say you bury your pain in a particular part of your body, and if I were to release that or help you release that, and I no longer do treatments, by the way. I just teach. I just take a few students every year. And these ladies will actually be able to give you in much more detail. There's actually a detailed map, and so then you can think of the chakras as energy centers that facilitate the movement of energy between them, but it's not just the energy inside the chakras that matter, but the space in between the chakras. And that is the key. It's not the chakras themselves, but what's between the chakras, and that's the void, the nothingness. That's where healing actually begins, not in the chakras themselves. But we use the chakras as starting points. You could think of the chakras as also a genetic blueprint, which is that, or it could be stages of evolution. So your feet could be the point of conception, the time when you were conceived and all the memories from that point in time. The red chakra, the root chakra, is the point of birth. And as you evolve through development of your confidence, sexuality, ego, relationships, your higher purpose, your mind, intuition, spirit, and beyond that, the stages that the spirit goes through when we meditate, dream, or actually die, when the spirit leaves the body. And there's a whole thing about the spirit of the body, the journey of the spirit after we die, because I believe in reincarnation. Thank you. Yes?
Yeah, I didn't understand what you meant about the shower bath. Just today or every day?
No.
And also another question.
Please.
How do you pick your students? How do you accept your
students? Questions. Thank you. Okay. The shower is because you're going through a great deal of purification. You are releasing a lot of toxins. And if you do not have a shower tonight, you are going to feel very ill. Okay? So just for today, because of the power of the healing. And as far as students, then the students pick me, actually, I think. That is what. But they find me. They somehow they saw me or found me. But I've reached. You know, I've done it in many different ways. I've done it for free. I've done it by donation. And I've done it by exchange. But now I've reached a stage where I just said, I don't have time because I'm really focused on global healing. So I'm just, I can tell you. But I also had to have a sense of responsibility. And that responsibility towards Toronto, because I've lived here for 30 years, traveled a lot in between, but I wanted to make sure that there were students and healers left behind when I moved on. I mean, I would still be based around Toronto to continue teaching, but I was just going to have a few more students. And I'm still, as I say, if you have any questions as to detail, I'll be happy to answer them in a couple of minutes. But just that bit short of time, but just I hope that helped you answer your questions. And any questions that you may have, we may end up having to take you all upstairs. And I just want to allow the people, the next speaker, the next lecturer to be free of this. But we are upstairs in booth number 97. And there was a lady who had a question. Yes.
Uh-huh. I wanted to know, what is the difference? Is there a vast difference?
Vast difference. And basically, practitioners of Reiki, I think Angela would be able to better answer that for you. How is it different from Reiki?
I find it's more grounding and more complete. There always seems to be something missing. We're taught to move the energy up a lot and to really focus on light. And we've forgotten the dark and the feminine aspect. So that's sort of where it helped me a lot to feel a lot more balanced, a lot more grounded. And in that sense, a completion, more balanced for me personally.
Can I ask you one more?
Sure, please.
I'm practicing the Reiki. I've done one level. So now I'm confused.
Oh, dear. Please, I think that would be best. And could I just say one thing briefly? Look, we really have total respect for Reiki. I grew up in Japan, all right? And so I understood Reiki, and I understood its perspective. But it's like this. Reiki works from a spiritual perspective. But one thing I will tell you, and that is this. And I've met a lot of grandmasters and so on down in Texas and in the United States. And I've seen it and observed it in all of them, that their auras are not always, and I have a different way of looking at auras, okay? The grounding is not there, first of all. It is male-oriented, that is the second way, in the way in which they use energy. But lastly, the effect is not permanent. And what happens here is that there is an effect that takes place within two healing sessions, and that effect, that peacefulness and joy that takes place, is permanent. And then on that, you can build upon that. It's actually much more grounding. But you know what? As Angela said, the best way to... we could talk about this, but if you were to actually experience it, right? Actually experience it, then that would be wonderful. And then you will know the difference by yourself. So thank you. I'm sorry, but we really have run out of time. And the brochures are in front. And any questions that anyone may have, please come upstairs and join us upstairs at our booth. And we'd be happy to talk to you over there. okay?
Can I ask
Thank you.
Because you believe in reincarnation.
Thank you.